You're listening to the Andrew Miller Show. That's what I'm calling it, and I'm sticking with it. When I started this show, I didn't want to name it after me because it's not about me. It's about you, all of us. Options you have at the ballot, movements and causes working to improve government, democracy, and civilization in general. Any name I'd come up with for the show that made the most sense in the moment, I'd gradually start cringing at. Not sure if it made sense to listeners or potential listeners. So to clear it up, to clear up the ongoing uncertainty and changing of my mind, I'm applying the KISS method. That stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid, for those of you who don't know. As for everything else about the show, I'm seriously certain. I believe in what I'm doing, and I want to keep doing it. I understand that everybody and their mother has a podcast nowadays, but what am I doing that nobody else is? That's what it's really all about. It's just the branding I've been trying to get right. I'm confident with the cover art I chose, the picture of the astronaut on the moon with the American flag. I believe that's Buzz Aldrin. But it's a good-looking photo, symbolizes our potential and what we can achieve, along with that old gag, if we could put a man on the moon, we can get our shit straight. Still trying to work out a better font and placement of the lettering, though. Hopefully I'll be able to change that in the future. As for now, the platform I use to make the show allows only so much flexibility in what I could do, as far as just doing it the easiest way possible. Right now the lettering is in light blue. I'd prefer a bright green, but that wasn't an option at this time. I'd rather the placement of the words be a little different than what it appears at the moment, as in the, then below that, Andrew Miller, and then below that, show. For now, only options are top, center, bottom, and indented left, center, or right. I guess it's say you get what you pay for type of thing, since it cost me nothing to do this. I don't know. But what I do know is why one should listen to this show. I'll go over a tiny example of why. This is why I interview the types of candidates I interview, whether running in any party's primary election or running in a general election. We've elected too many puppets who are bought and owned, as I'm sure you know by now. Just one small example here. Last week, Open Secrets reported members of Congress overseeing payday lending have taken over $3.4 million from the industry. Kind of like that expression, the fox guarding the hen house type of deal. Now, opensecrets.org is where you can go to see which candidates or current office holders have received campaign funds from which corporate donors, industries, PACs, super PACs, etc. You'll see who really represents who, and in most cases, surprise, it ain't you. But I'm here trying to change that. Now, payday loans are short-term loans of usually a few hundred bucks that can be given in short time frames, like 24 hours. People low on funds use them in emergencies or when they're in immediate need of money they don't have at the moment. Good thing to have available, but the bad news is payday loans have high interest rates in the ballpark of 400%. With a short time to pay it back, and lenders can be very aggressive on getting it all back plus the interest. Wouldn't it be great if there was some type of oversight keeping this under control and consumers protected? Well, there's a House Committee of Financial Services and a Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee. The problem is the members of Congress serving on those committees are bought and owned by the industry they're supposed to keep in line while looking out for you. Instead, they're representing the industry that thinks charging 400% interest is perfectly fine. So it's time to name names. And of course, they're both Republicans and Democrats. Shocker. Who would have thought, right? Well, this is so you know who to primary out or who to vote out and replace with someone better, if you have such an option. So, as far as the House of Representatives serving on the committee, the top House recipients of the money from that industry include Pete Sessions, Republican Texas, Blaine Lewitt-Kaymeyer, Republican Missouri, Patrick McHenry, Republican, North Carolina. Gregory Meeks, Democrat, New York. Carolyn Maloney, Democrat, New York. Representative David Scott, Democrat, Georgia. Brad Sherman, Democrat, California. Brian Steele, Republican, Wisconsin. Ann Wagner, Republican, Missouri. Andy Barr, Republican, Texas. John Rose, Republican, Tennessee. Josh Gottheimer, Democrat, New Jersey. Republican Williams, Roger Williams, Republican, Texas. Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, Texas. Bill Posey, Republican, Florida. Top Senate recipients include Richard Shelby, Republican, Alabama. Mike Crapo, Republican, Idaho. Quite fitting. Kristen Sinema, Democrat, Arizona. What a surprise. Patrick Toomey, Republican, Pennsylvania. Tim Scott, Republican, South Carolina. Tom Phillis, Republican, North Carolina. Sherrod Brown, Democrat, Ohio. Have you ever heard that guy talk, Sherrod Brown? I don't know if he used to like smoke a lot of cigarettes or something, but he kind of talks like this, Sherrod Brown. Anyway, another shocker. Robert Menendez, Democrat, New Jersey. Steve Daines, Republican, Montana. John Tester, Democrat, Montana. Mark Warner, Democrat, Virginia. Bill Hagerty, Republican, Tennessee. Jerry Moran, Republican, Kansas. Mike Rounds, Republican, South Dakota. And Jack Reed, Democrat, Rhode Island. And you could find out more details on who specifically they took from or how much they received if you go to opensecrets.org. And again, this is just like a small aspect of the big picture. I mean, this goes on with the health insurance industry, pharmaceutical industry, in case you're wondering why we have such a shitty healthcare system in this country. Defense contractors, in case you're wondering why we're bombing this place, that place, and who's benefiting from it and all. It just goes on and on and on. The oil industry. Like I know a few years ago, there was this big election in Texas for U.S. Senate. You know, Ted Cruz ended up getting reelected, but he was running against Beto O'Rourke, Democrat, obviously. People thought, he had a chance. And big deal election. Well, both of them are the top recipients of oil and gas money. Ted Cruz, number one. Beto O'Rourke, number two. And New Jersey, I know. Bob Menendez and Cory Booker, huge recipients of big pharma money. And you could see this on how they vote on certain bills. You know, all these senators and congressmen and such. So, something to consider. And again, another good reason to listen to this program. We look forward to more amazing episodes with more interesting, worthwhile candidates. And yeah, let's take this journey together and make some positive change. Make it happen. To hear more episodes, check out The Andrew Miller Show on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and a few other platforms I never even heard of until I started doing this. And it's not just candidates either. Do you think the winner of an election should be the one who got the most votes? Check out the episode about a national popular vote. Do you believe a registered voter should be able to vote in any publicly funded and administered election, regardless of party affiliation, if any? Check out the episode on open primaries. How about people having a say in how their taxes are spent? Yeah, imagine that, right? Listen to the episode on participatory budgeting. How can we get the most popular policies implemented if there are no viable candidates running on them? There's an episode on ballot initiatives and referendums, or public questions as they're called where I live. And are you tired of every election being a race to the bottom and fed up with the pressure of choosing a so-called lesser evil? Then you need ranked choice voting. And guess what? There's an episode on that. You can also follow The Andrew Miller Show on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and make it a great day.